I am Maria Garcia de Fleury. December 27th, the Church celebrates the feast of St. John the Apostle and the Evangelist, who is known also as the Beloved Disciple. It is not known in what year he was born. We know that he was a Jewish fisherman, son of Zebedee, and brother of the Apostle James the Elder. They had laborers under their command and their own boat for the fishing business. It is said that he was the youngest of the 12 apostles and that he outlived all the others. His encounter with Jesus was so impressive that when he wrote his gospel almost 60 years after the event, he remembered all the details, including the time it happened. It was about the 10th hour. He was with Peter and James at the time of Jesus' transfiguration. At the Last Supper, he rested his head on Jesus' chest. As well as during his agony in the Garden of the Olives, he was present. St. John was the only one of the apostles who stood at the foot of the cross of Jesus together with the Virgin Mary. And it was he whom Jesus commissioned to take care of his mother with the following words, "Son, there is your mother. Mother, there you have your son." Only he was given the privilege of physically taking Mary into his own home as a true mother to honor and serve her in person until many years later when she assumed into heaven. When the news of Jesus' empty tomb came, St. John ran with St. Peter to verify it. This is where the two saw and believed. John participated in the Council of Jerusalem, and when his brother James was tortured and killed, he took Mary off to a very big city so they wouldn't be persecuted. So they went off to the city of Ephesus, a city that was full of people because it was full of navigators. By order of the Emperor Domitian, St. John was imprisoned and obliged to reject Christ. They subjected him to torture by throwing him into a pot of boiling oil, but nothing happened to him. Three times he was thrown and no one succeeded. Frightened, his torturers banished him to the island of Patmos. One of his disciples, named Procopius, asked to be allowed to go with his master John. On the island of Patmos, John received the revelation of the Book of Revelation. Within a few months of being there, Domitian died, and John was able to return to Ephesus. There they asked him to write the gospel according to what he knew and had lived. This gospel is written with great depth. His language and style reveal that of a person very mature in faith. Therefore, the eagle with which they symbolize him is very suitable because it rises to the great heights of the Spirit. St. John was very charitable, and his soul burned wanting to spread the teachings of Jesus to others in a constant and affectionate way. He always repeated, "My children, love each other." Sometime they asked him, "Why do you repeat always the same phrase?" And he replied, "Because that is the commandment of the Lord, and you fulfill it, you will have done enough." Along with St. Paul, St. John is considered one of the most important writers of the New Testament, and therefore of the Bible. He wrote five books, three are letters to the universal church, then the Apocalypse, and finally its gospel. It is known by tradition and own testimony that some of his disciples were St. Papias of Hierapolis, St. Polycarp, St. Ignatius of Antioch, and St. Irenaeus. After torture and exile, St. John died peacefully at the age of 94, around the 100th year of the Christian era in the city of Ephesus, having always lived for God, because he knew that with God, we always win.